Talk Live. It is your show. The second hour, we launch into it with your calls about anything. That's the point of the program. We'll still tell you, if we get a chance, about the evil, unlicensed lemonade stand. We'll get to that. 800-259-9231 is the number. You can bring up anything. Tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free. Let's get right back to your calls. Go to Dan in Pennsylvania on the AMP line. Hello, Dan.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, on Saturday I was out for a walk, and I was coming home after... Well, I think I listened to the second half of Friday's podcast, and I was on my way up to the porch, and a whole gang of guys chasing another guy went down my street, and I heard gunshots.
Oh, my.
So I went up on my porch, and I thought maybe they were firecrackers, and they looked kind of young, so I thought maybe they were just, you know, fooling around or something, so I started playing Sudoku on my phone. And then I heard more gunshots and people running back the other way, and one of them was carrying a duffel bag of what I later found out was marijuana.
Hmm.
Now, this is interesting because in my town, you know, I know this is going to shock you guys, but people have sold marijuana in my town for a long time.
Yeah.
but there are some really big dealers. I live in Western Pennsylvania. There are some really big dealers in a nearby city called New Kensington, or there were. A few years ago, the feds, or maybe the cities, I'm not sure which, did this big city cleanup program, which involved operations. Basically, they busted up a bunch of those operations in the big city. And what's happening now is that they're coming into my little town and doing violence against the local dealers, who are actually pretty nice folks. I grew up playing basketball with some of them.
Sure.
So this is, I mean, I know this is going to be no surprise, but it's just another example of the government in its job of protecting us, causing conflict where there was none, and putting people in danger.
So what happened? I mean, why were the shots being fired? Was it cops shooting at the dealer, or was it a dealer versus dealer thing? What happened there?
Well, people talk around here a lot, which is a double-edged sword, because it means we get a lot of information, but not all of it is reliable.
Mm-hmm.
But from what I gather, somebody was trying to buy the marijuana and shorted them. So
they
ran him down before he could get to his car. They got it back off of him. He got away, and they were chasing him to beat the heck out of him. And now I have a friend who's a cop, and he said that since he didn't file a file charges against them after it all ended, that they are going to completely drop it because, as they said, in his words, no victim, no crime. Made my heart surge a bit, although I know that it's because they are so short on resources around here and not because, you know, of any principled stand. Although we do have a justice, or a magistrate, rather, who is renowned for letting nonviolent offenders off the hook.
Hmm. So the marijuana dealers that had the marijuana, or the dealer that had the marijuana shorted the buyers? Is that how it worked out?
No. The buyer shorted the dealers.
What, did they not count the cash before they did the deal?
Well, see, this is why I said, you know, I don't know about the information we get around here, because I got it from four different sources,
yeah.
And this is just what I pieced together. I do know it was a drug deal gone bad, one local white guy being chased by a gang of not-so-white guys from New Kensington, but in the end it all ended okay. The cops didn't even file charges, although they did steal the marijuana.
So this guy got away with it, so to speak, in that he didn't get charged with anything, but he did lose the marijuana to the police.
Yes.
I'm amazed that they managed to confiscate marijuana from someone without charging them with any sort of crime.
Do you know where the shooting came in? I mean, were the bigger dealers who got shorted, were they trying to shoot him, or was there an exchange of gunfire? Because from as far as the story is, you seem to know it. It sounds like they chased him, caught him, got the marijuana back. Or got the marijuana back, tried to chase him. But where did the gunfire come in?
Well, apparently, when he was running away from them the first time, they were shooting after him. There's a bullet hole in a wall that I walked by on my way to the convenience store now.
That's scary.
So the big dealers were shooting at the little, you know, the local guy.
So,
but
you go ahead.
My whole point was getting back to the fact that, you know, we had really a peaceful neighborhood here. Until the big dealers were chased out of the city by police action into our neighborhood, and now there's violent conflict between them.
Well, and, I mean, even if that hadn't happened, there, you still, the fact that you'd had peace would have been just a coincidence, because there are always, there's always the chance that somebody new is going to set up shop, step on some toes from some existing dealers, even in your area, and that could lead to violent conflict, because this is the black market, and while the marijuana trade is a relatively safe one at lower levels, the higher levels you go to, it gets more and more risky and dangerous for the participants, and that's a hallmark of the black market in general. You know, the more money that there is at risk, the more likely some sort of robbery or some kind of shorting scam will be employed. Somebody will get ripped off, which will lead to violent retaliation, which could lead to violent retaliation.
It happens more after a big drug kingpin gets busted too. I think it was Peter Criss talking about what happens after they make major drug raids and take out the kingpin. And usually what happens is, after a while in the black market, without any police raids, a few big players will settle in. But once a couple of them get popped, everybody underneath them tries to scramble.
The little guys are making plays.
Right. They're going to try to take over that territory or that drug business. And a lot of times they see an uptick in drug-related violence right after they bust somebody higher up the food chain, because a lot of people are going to try to fill that niche. And a few of them are probably going to kill each other trying to do it.
And, it's true. And it wouldn't happen that way if marijuana and these other drugs were legal. Then the competition would be as it is in the marketplace, the open marketplace, where the best thing you can do to compete is offer better service or, you know, hang out a better price and advertise it. And, you know,
drugstores aren't shooting it out.
No, exactly. Dan, your final thoughts.
Some guy called in from New Hampshire. I think his name was Dave from New Hampshire on Friday or Saturday and called you guys whiners.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Mm-hmm.
Well, I know it's been 3 days, but can I do my impersonation of him?
Yeah, well, by all means.
Okay. Oh, those founding fathers, they were such whiners. Oh, we're being taxed 4% of our income. We're being oppressed. And the course of human events becomes necessary to blah, 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 blah. Why didn't they just shut up and be good English citizens?
There you go. You nailed it. Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. Yeah, if you missed that call, you can go tune in to, I think, the third hour of the Saturday show. A real class A jerk called the show and had nothing more to say than just insults.
He certainly doesn't seem to get it, and I think that I think more work needs to be done on that fella.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Since we're talking about police, here's a story for you from Kotaku.com. Screams coming from inside a New Jersey house prompted a woman taking a stroll to call the cops. Police arrived on the scene and knocked on the door. That's when things got bizarre. The resident said he was screaming because he was playing video games. Some people get a little pumped up when they're in the midst of the action.
Yeah, yeah.
According to MyCentralJersey.com, the man became irrational and more police backup was called in. I wonder what that means. Like, look, cops, I don't want your help. I'm fine here. Leave me alone.
No, you can't come in.
No, you can't come in. Yeah, that's probably it. After the additional officers arrived, the man refused to let police into his house, going as far as threatening them and slamming the door. The police were forced to communicate with the man through the house's open windows. The SWAT team even arrived on the scene. The man eventually came out of his house incident-free at 4:41 in the afternoon. Yeah, I wonder what it also means when it says he threatened them. Remember, a lot of this comes from the police reports.
Sure. If you come in here, I will shoot.
Yeah. The man, again, did eventually come out. The investigation is ongoing, so the man's identity hasn't been released. He's been taken to the Somerset Medical Center in Somerville for psychological evaluation.
Mm.
Now, that's a pretty unusual result, don't you think? I mean, playing video games in your home, yelling because you're getting excited about something, and that's why you have to have a psych evaluation? Or are you getting a psych evaluation because you refuse to allow the police into your home? Is that now crazy for people to refuse to allow the police into their home? Because that to me seems like good common sense, or rather maybe uncommon sense, because most people believe they are supposed to let the police into their homes, when in point of fact it's probably one of the most dangerous, risky things you can do. Because the police are trained to arrest people and put them in jail cells, and if you bring them into your home, there's a good chance they'll find something to arrest you or one of your family members for. So the man, I think, was in the right by not letting them in, but this is the world we live in where the police are trained to escalate things if they don't get their way. And that's what happened here. It's Free Talk Live. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today. If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net and start changing your life today.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give to you, so enjoy those on us. Features including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo or video proving that they listen to the show. Just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine. www.freetalklive.com. And uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies, that's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch at freedomsphoenix.com. Let's go to your phone calls. Brody is in Utah, and he's on the amp line. Hey, Brody.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to call and talk about, I was listening to your show from last night, and Ian was making a point about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, saying that if the Declaration of Independence was written into, I can't remember the exact wordage, but something along the lines of putting the Declaration of Independence as one, as like the First Amendment.
No, what I was saying was we were talking about the right to bear arms and how it is that I don't really feel like actually bearing arms will do anything to stop the state's depredations. I think it will just increase the violence by using violence against the state. It'll beget more violence and the cycle will just continue and grow and get worse. And I was suggesting that perhaps maybe if the Second Amendment were the right to non-cooperate, maybe we'd be better off today than we are. It was just speculation, just an idea.
Okay. Well, the right to non-cooperate. Yeah, that's what you were saying. Anyways, Mark was saying that, well, we had the Declaration of Independence, and say we still have, but I think you make a valid point, because if the Declaration of Independence under the Constitution doesn't hold any legal, authority, whereas people, see the Constitution as being a legal authority, so I think if it was put in the Constitution, I think there would be, I think it would be interesting to myself as well to see what people would be able to do.
Not that it's something that I'm going to push for or anything like that, or that it could in any way possibly become a political reality. It was just more of a thought experiment, that's all.
Well, in the state of New Hampshire's constitution does actually enumerate a right to revolution or the
abolition.
Yeah, the Article 10 of the New Hampshire Constitution does outline the right of the people to abolish a government that's destructive of, I think, life, liberty, basically the same thing that the Declaration did. So,
has anyone ever tried to use that in court?
Yes.
How's it gone?
Generally unsuccessful.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that'll be our answer then. So.
Yeah. Anything else, Brody?
No, that was it.
Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231.
The way it's been using court, though, is pretty weak, because the people who were conducting a revolution against the government really weren't. I think it was some, the most recent one I remember hearing about was some anti-war activists who staged a sit-in at a congressional office to bring attention to they wanted the war to end, but that's not really overthrowing the government,
no.
Is it? So they're not even really, like, that's not the intent of that clause, so I don't even think they had a very good argument, constitutionally speaking.
So was an anti-war activist having a sit-in at a state politician's office, or
I think it was one of the Congress people around here. I think it was either Sununu or Greg.
I feel like they should have to deal with that on a federal level.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Well, let's talk about the illegal lemonade stand, Mark, since we've got a chance. It has happened again, as it happens from time to time, as young people, some very young, some not on the youngest scale of young, but either way, people under the age of 18 are engaging in entrepreneurial activity that the state decides, the agents of the coercive violent monopoly decide that they didn't ask us for permission first. We didn't get a permission slip from these kids, so we're going to shut them down. What happened?
In Haverford, the call came in at 7:06 p.m.
Where's this coming from, by the way?
This is from Philly.com.
Okay.
Juveniles, seven of them, on a quiet residential street.
That's a gang.
Selling an uncontrolled substance. Lemonade. The neighbor had dimed them out. The hip writer here, Anthony Wood, uses, I believe, a 60s term of dropping a dime in a payphone.
Is that where that comes from?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Because that's what you used to. When I was a kid, I carried around a dime in my kangaroos with a little pocket on the side. And by the way, they turn green if they keep them in there long enough. In order to be able to make a telephone call if something went wrong. This would have been at the time that I was in middle school or even elementary school. So, yeah.
Wait, what turns green if you keep what in
the,
where?
The cheap dime that if you put them in the the pocket of your kangaroos.
So the pocket will change colors if
dime.
Oh, okay.
I swear I'm dealing with the
analogy. When you're saying it, you're not identifying what it you're talking about.
You could have been more descriptive, but I just assumed it was a dime.
I've seen the kangaroos.
Isn't it metal that turns green?
Metal does turn green.
God.
But
I've seen kangaroos before. They're very colorful shoes, and I figured that one color would
change. They came in a few colors back then.
You're right. They probably didn't have the color changey stuff back in the 70s. Okay.
Didn't they have tie-dye, though? They did have tie-dye.
They did have that, but so none of the changing color stuff.
For God's sake.
Anyway, regardless.
A neighbor had dimed them out. A Haverford Township police officer responded in a hurry. When he arrived at the two-story brick house on Maryland Avenue, he dutifully informed Dana Kleinschmidt, the mother of four of the reputed offenders, who included five-year-old triplets, that they were violating the law, that they were selling lemonade without a permit.
Oh, jeez.
Kleinschmidt was nonplussed. She told her children to cease and desist, but the law was news to her and evidently to the to the rest of the township's police department.
Now, this is, of course, usually how things go is when people are confronted with the violent gang and their demands, they will bend right over and do what they're being demanded of. But what would have happened had the kids continued? I mean, would they have arrested some seven-year-olds? Or would the mom be responsible for what her kids were doing? I'm just curious as to exactly how it would have played out had mom said, "That's not my lemonade stand. Why are you talking to me? Go talk to them. See if they'll put it there, take it down." And then the kids, hopefully being raised in a family full of non-cooperatives, would tell the cop,
"Mommy says you're a stinking pig."
Tell the cop, "We don't talk to strangers."
How's that going to go, man?
I don't know. Will they arrest
non-cooperative seven-year-olds?
How old are these kids, does it say?
The triplets were five.
Okay. So five to six to seven.
I don't think the five-year-olds are really going to stand up to an adult. I mean, I don't even know if they can distinguish between a police officer and a non-police officer.
I suspect they can. I mean, I think that kids get that stuff pretty early on.
They should be able to distinguish between strangers and non-strangers, and he's a stranger.
With a gun.
Yeah.
He's
not going to shoot. Come on now. Cops are pretty depraved, but I don't think they're going to shoot five-year-olds for running a lemonade stand. I don't think we're to that point.
John F. Viola, the deputy chief of police, said, "We all sold lemonade when we were kids. We all went like, who calls the police on kids?"
This is the police chief saying this.
Yep, deputy chief. As it turns out, according to Viola, the officer's visit was a misunderstanding that finally was left to Sergeant Hagen to straighten out. For 12 years, Hagen acknowledged he has patrolled the streets of Haverford buying lemonade, paying the kids a buck, and surreptitiously not drinking it. After it never occurred to him that he was aiding and abetting lawbreakers, I do the same thing. If I see a kid out with a lemonade stand, I'll stop and get whatever watered-down swill it is that they're serving in order to foster capitalism.
Do you actually drink it?
Sometimes I try it.
More on the way here, 800-259-9231. I'm not sure there's more to the story, but your call's about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today. You can fire your phone company, fire your lawyer, fire your government, fire all phone tappers, fire your noisy family extension eavesdroppers, fire your parents listening, fire your boss listening, fire your girlfriend listening, fire your wife listening, fire your boyfriend listening, fire your husband listening with Magic Phone Guard. Magic Phone Guard does it all for only $29.95. Order now for complete phone privacy. If the light is green, your phone line is clean. Magic Phone Guard state-of-the-art circuitry monitors your phone line 24 hours a day, keeping them private. The CIA bought the Magic Phone Guard, and so should you. Order now at MagicPhoneGuard.com. Remember, only $29.95. That's MagicPhoneGuard.com. 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 Or call 1-800-234-5326. That's 1-800-234-5326. And order now for complete phone security.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live is your show. If you take control of the airwaves, which you can do via the toll-free number brought to you by our friends at SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free. They include the updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. Updates.freetalklive.com.
Discovered a new book online at audiblepodcast.com. You can get it by, it's no strings attached at all. All you have to do is go to audiblepodcast.com/free, and it's a completely free download. You don't have to give your credit card information or anything like that.
You don't?
Nope.
Wow.
This is audiblepodcast.com/free.
Audiblepodcast.com/free?
Free.
So it's changed.
Well, that's a different book entirely. It's just
all right, I'm confused.
It is a book, not a free book of any sort of the 60,000 that audiblepodcast.com
offers. That was the deal.
That is the deal.
That is the deal.
You can still go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL. I don't want to confuse the issue here.
I'm a little confused, so I'm not trying to make sure I'm clear on this.
Understood.
So the deal has been and still is that if you want a free book of any one of their 60,000 right. titles, you go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
Right, and it's one of those sort of sign-up situations where you have to
cancel. I believe you do need a credit card.
You sign up for a credit card for their deal, and then you can cancel at any time, but it's kind
right.
of like one of those.
It's like a book of the month kind of thing.
Yeah,
sort
get the 7 CDs for yeah. one penny kind of sign-up deal. And they'll continue billing you over time. And,
but the /free thing is something
free
else.
Free is just a free audio book for you to test out, listen to, try it out. There's no commitment at all.
Okay. Audiblepodcast.com/free for that. Okay. 800-259-9231 is our number. Mark, there's more to this lemonade story. Is that right? Where 3 5-year-old kids were together with 4 other friends of theirs, or
it's a 7 total kids.
7 kids.
5 of them related.
Selling lemonade. That's a big lemonade stand. That's a lot of kids for a lemonade stand.
They were hanging out.
All right. So they're selling lemonade, and the cops were called. One cop comes in and shuts them down.
Yeah, says that it's against the law. You're selling lemonade without a permit, kids.
And then
and actually gets the mom to shut them down.
Yeah, I guess mom must have balked to some extent because
goes to the property owner. You know how it is.
Somebody did some further digging and discovered that indeed it wasn't actually against the law.
I think it was the cops actually that did further digging.
Yeah.
So legality became an issue on July 10th when William Nickerson called to complain that the neighbor's children were peddling the lemonade. Nickerson said they were going house to house ringing doorbells and that he didn't think that they were being properly supervised by adults. I'm not being a Scrooge, he said.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, you are, Nick. Sorry. I'd like to point out that I don't know how old I was, but I was probably around 10 years old or so, and I put on my little Cub Scout uniform, and they had these tickets that we were to sell for the Cub Scout Jamboree.
And or candy bars or sort of popcorn.
In this case, it was tickets to a Cub Scout Jamboree. I don't know why anyone would want these tickets besides, but at the time,
to help the cute little boy.
I didn't know that people wouldn't want these tickets. I was just told, go out and sell these tickets. I've been, since forever, that kind of hallelujah, choir sitting kind of seller. I just didn't know any better, so I went out and sold them. I knew that I could get
some. So wait, you did sell some of them?
I sold 4 times as many as the next closest Cub Scout behind me.
Wow, man.
And I had no idea. I just went out of my neighborhood, went down a few streets. I knocked on every door, and I rang every doorbell.
That's what you're supposed to do.
I had my little bike outside. I put on my little Cub Scout uniform, and I there was a speech right there on the ticket form. It says, hi, I'm from Troop 3 Pack 33, da-da-da, and read it off to them. And people gave me money and took my tickets, and none of them came. Because they just wanted to give it was $1 for tickets.
Yeah.
Some of them would buy 5 tickets,
They thought you were cute.
Right. And, I'm a cute kid out selling tickets for Cub Scouts, whatever. By the way, I managed to get some really high-priced crap from the Cub Scout store.
Maybe Cutco should hire the Cub Scouts and send them out to deal their product.
The fact is that the rest of the Cub Scouts basically sold none except to their family and friends. And, I was probably the only one out there that was the only one out there that did that.
So what you're saying is it's not unusual to have kids go door-to-door selling their wares, right? That's not unusual.
By the way, the next closest one was a kid that had a brace on and walked with a limp.
I see. They felt sorry for him.
Right. Can you imagine how many he would have sold if he would have gone door to door? Because he didn't. It was just his parents that, as I understand it, went and sold them at work or something like that.
Gotcha.
Sold a few extras. But anyhow, so I managed to go door to door ringing doorbells unsupervised in my Cub Scout uniform.
Mm-hmm.
I think that these kids are just being entrepreneurial. And Nick Williams here is
the old man.
I don't know what he is, but William Nickerson is just a Scrooge. He probably doesn't think he is, but I think he just had an attack of Scroogedom.
Yeah, and so the cops came out, they shut him down, and then later admitted they were actually wrong. So apparently the kids are allowed to run their own lemonade stand, at least until they turn 16, right? That's the law?
That's the law.
So 16-year-old kids, they're getting old enough to where they're going to have to start begging permission to be entrepreneurs.
They become a threat to actual existing businesses.
Yeah.
So they need to pay a fee to the city and jump through some hoops.
I'd like to point out here that the responding officer who was unavailable and whom Viola would not identify, so deputy chief of police here wouldn't say which police officer found these people to be breaking the law, but I think they did correct it. And I think that that's a great thing that the police did, that the police administration did.
Credit to them for correcting their error and actually admitting they were wrong. A lot of times that doesn't happen. That said, though, they did rain on those kids' parade. They did probably ruin all their fun for that particular day. And I'd like to point something out. I went to the Keene Police Department's website recently, and I wanted to take a look at their little statement of values They have a plaque up on the wall in their department that talks about how, you know, what their mission statement is and that sort of thing. And so I wanted to see what it said, just to see if there's anything juicy, interesting in there that we might be able to use in like an upcoming video that Sam might be working on from obscuredtruth.com. And I found this one almost right at the top under the Department's Statement of Values, Professionalism. We will obey and enforce the laws of the state of New Hampshire. Sounds pretty good, right? That's what the cops are supposed to do, obey and enforce the laws. But it goes on. With courage, diligence, and last but not least, discretion. And there it is. That's all you need to know about the police, right there. They say right in their own Department of Statement of Values, this is their professional ethics, it's what they supposedly live by, what they operate by. It says right there that we will use discretion in our enforcement of the laws.
Discretion is lawful, though, I'll also point out.
Fine. It's obviously lawful. It's right there at the top of the...
Enforcement, discretion in enforcement is lawful. However, discretion in how they obey the laws is not.
Wait, what do you mean by that?
Well, they say that they'll obey and enforce the laws with, what, courage,
diligence and discretion.
And discretion. They do have lawful discretion in a lot of cases.
Meaning they can choose to not enforce the law.
Yeah, I think I don't think they can do that in felony cases. But anyway...
That says that they will obey and enforce the laws of the state with discretion.
Yeah.
Meaning any law, they can just say, nah, we don't have to enforce that.
But according to what they just wrote there, they'll also obey the laws with discretion.
That is exactly what they wrote. And I just find it
they
very revealing.
They do, too. I've seen cops pull off here, not in any kind of a wild way, but you'll be on the highway, they'll take an exit, and they won't use their signal at all.
Mm-hmm. Sure. They don't have to. Nobody's going to call him on it, because not only do they...
I thought about it for a fleeting second, then I decided it wouldn't be a good idea to try to flag him down.
Yeah, exactly, because nothing will happen. Because even if you can prove that they've broken the law, they don't have to do anything about it. And of course, we've seen so many examples of this, example after example, of how it is the police don't go after their own. They'll come back and they'll even claim that they were abiding by the law, not that they apparently even have to do that. They say in their statement that they'll obey and enforce them with discretion. So that means that if you break the law, then you'll probably have the law enforced upon you. But if they break the law, then, well, they can just waive it. So the officer, I'll never believe another cop who tells me that, he has to enforce the law, because I know it's nonsense. It's absolutely nonsense. That cop who was called out to that scene could have ascertained what was going on and called back the station and said, come on, you got to be kidding me. I'm going back out on the roads. I'm not going to mess with these kids, because he has discretion, unless it's only the Keene PD with language like that, and I highly doubt it. It's Free Talk Live.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online, using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then, I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose, because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now, my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line. Created by our national development team.
Spread across 3 time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx. The only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 606 to get a free trial and a free retractable boy pet set. Remember that code, 606. WebEx from Cisco, WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing health care, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and is flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll free, 877-327-0365.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. That is the point of the program. 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site are free. And also over at Nick's site, there's a whole lot of free stuff there, too. You can go to freemindsmedia.com. That's freemindsmedia.com. And you can listen to Nick hosting his own radio program, which is Free Minds Radio. Also, there's a television version of the show, Free Minds TV. Both of them available free, plus blog posts now, all at freemindsmedia.com.
All that plus the Liberty News Roundup.
What is that?
We've got our own. Basically, it's just the top liberty-related news headlines, ones that we found interesting.
How do you do that?
That our web administrator found interesting.
Huh? How do you? They're just links.
They're just headlines.
Do you have to choose them every single day, or your web guy does that?
Does most of it.
Oh, cool.
I mean, I've shot them a couple that I found interesting, but they're just highlights. It's not every day. Yeah, I'd say every other day, probably, we average a new important or interesting news story.
I know that eventually our friend Sam from the Obscure Truth Network is looking at putting out a news product on a regular basis, maybe like on a weekly basis, and I think it'll be fun to put that in maybe during our show to play during the news breaks, to kind of take out the generic news that the network plays during the news breaks and play Sam's news, Obscure Truth Network news. I think that could be kind of fun. So there's neat new media coming out all the time here from New Hampshire and the activists that are really just kicking butt and taking names when it comes to cranking out television, radio, and a newsprint product. It just keeps getting better up here, and Free Minds Media is one of the groups that's on at the forefront of it at freemindsmedia.com. All right, let's go to the email box where Spencer says, Ian, I think you're being way too hard on the tea parties, the people who don't want to fight for freedom exactly as you do. Rather than trying to divide the people that agree with you in general, why not focus your efforts on trying to convert or fight the people who clearly don't agree with you? And he goes on, but just to address his first question, as I've talked about before and we're going to touch on later this week, probably tomorrow night, the whole fighting aspect thing, I'm trying to eliminate that terminology from my speech, the terms fighting and battling and all that, because, violence begets violence, and fighting, just the system that we have here in this country, encourages people to fight with one another over the most piddly of things, over who can control the machinations of government, and I just don't want to be involved in fighting anymore to be free. I think that we can be free if we don't fight. I think that we can just choose to live free, and eventually it would just become so costly for them to incarcerate everybody that they would just have to give up and go home. I think that you can have your freedom without fighting for it. But nonetheless, he says, I'm trying to divide people by being too hard on the Tea Parties. He says, I introduced a friend to Free Talk Live, and he won't listen anymore because you were bashing the Tea Party folks, and he was one of them. While I think he needs to give you another shot, it also makes me realize that over time your strategy will continuously divide a group that isn't that large to begin with. I didn't go to the Tea Parties, but I sure don't ridicule people for trying. Well, I actually did go to a Tea Party, the most recent one, the July 4th Tea Party, or Independence Day Tea Party. I went to that one. In fact, not only did I go, I actually spoke kind of extemporaneously. I hadn't gone there with a plan to speak, but they said there was an open mic, and so, you know, me and microphones, I don't mind having one in my hands, so I went up and I said a few words. And I initially had been critical of the Tea Parties, and my critique, I still hold it. I still do. And my critique has always been the same, at least I believe it has, since there's only been two Tea Parties so far. It has always been that don't expect anything to actually come from the Tea Parties beyond a good social networking experience. I think a lot of people are going to these Tea Parties with the belief that if we get together and we shout loud enough and wave signs, someone in politics will pay attention and stop doing what they're doing.
Well, people in politics will pay attention, but what I think is largely going to happen is that Republicans are going to use the Tea Party events to basically try to generate support for replacing the Democrats. And these are, you know, not Ron Paul's or Adam Kokesh's. They're just regular Republicans who are going to grow the size of government just like Democrats are.
Absolutely. Right? And this guy,
just that, like Levin and his Liberty and Tyranny book.
Oh, the other talk show.
Mark Levin. The great one.
Is that what he sounds like?
He does. I mean, you know, he wrote this book, Liberty and Tyranny. What does he know about liberty and tyranny?
I don't know, but I'm not going to pay $20 to find out.
And, I hear the critique of the emailer here, and I think that there's something to be said for it. I think that there probably we could have done more uniting than we did on this one. However,
but I never discouraged anyone from going.
This is an open lines show.
Yeah.
If his friend had a pair and wanted to talk about it, he was the lines were open for him, and we can. It's not like we've never changed our mind on
he
this.
He heard somebody criticizing his Republican buddies, and he decided to get all uppity and tune out.
Yep, likely that's true. And I think that anybody who went to the Tea Parties, and I've been drawn to them. I haven't actually gone, but I was kind of interested in the Tea Party idea. Anybody who goes to these needs to be on guard against the politicians that are going to use them to get what they want and are lying. Just like the Republicans who got in power from 2000 to 2006, they were lying to us about smaller government, because that's been the party line all along, and then they got in, and then what'd they do? They grew the government.
And I do think it is important to remember that these are pretty much local events. They're being organized city by city. So the attendees and the organizers of the events are going to have varying levels of commitment to liberty. Some of them are going to be partisan hacks for the Republicans, and some of the organizers, and the participants are going to legitimately care about liberty and, at the very least, actually want to see real reduction in the size of government. So, but that's going to vary from city to city. So it is hard to make a blanket statement about the Tea Party movement, because that's really just a label that's been associated with this. What these are local political rallies. They're just being coordinated.
And a rally is what it is. It's a rally that doesn't really mean anything significant is going to come out of it. Beyond what I said was that you can network with people, and then maybe that will lead to the next step, whatever that is. So far, the next step has been another Tea Party. So we've had one Tea Party a few months back, and then another one on July 4th. I haven't heard anything discussed at these Tea Parties. I talked to Sam, and I went around and filmed some interviews with some of the participants there. And, of course, the common thread amongst them was, and obviously we didn't talk to everybody, probably didn't even talk to 5% of the crowd. But the common thread of the people we did talk to was that, well, you know, this administration is bad news, and we need to get this administration out. And it was a total partisan attack on the Democrats that happened to be in power in Washington, D.C., which is pretty much what I expected to find. But that doesn't mean that I felt like I had wasted my time. I don't think I wasted my time going out there that day. I had a bunch of freekeen.com warning flyers that I handed out to almost everyone in the crowd. So it was a successful day of outreach as far as I was concerned, and getting up and speaking from a pro-liberty viewpoint to counter some of the unprincipled speakers that they had there, getting up and talking about declaring independence in a very nonpartisan manner that wouldn't have felt like I was attacking them or anybody else. I thought that I did a fairly decent job of getting up and speaking, and I think that there was some value in that. I never said that I didn't think that the Tea Parties were completely valueless, just that don't expect miracles to come from the Tea Party. Don't expect to, you know, get out and wave a bunch of signs and chant and have Washington, D.C. all of a sudden turn around in some sort of pro-liberty direction. I think that some people believe that because there's action, that there will be some sort of fire, if you will, that there's smoke, there's fire. In this case, I don't think that's true with the Tea Parties.
I think people are better off. I think you're better off holding a sign or saying something than doing nothing at all.
I agree.
But the politicians don't really care all that much if you're holding rallies. But you might be able to, you know, somebody else might see the rally going on. They might come over, talk with you about some of your views, and move closer to liberty. And you might be able to move politicians, maybe at a local level, very insignificantly. In the margins, they might go, we're having these big anti-tax rallies. Let's only raise taxes by 2% this year instead of 3. I might be able to influence them in that way.
I'm all for anti-tax rallies. I'm going to be on the lookout for local and state-level Republicans that are out there using this as a fundraising opportunity for their campaign. I see no indication that Republicans really are much better on taxing and spending than the Democrats are.
Right.
I think that you've got to be very careful. You've got to look at these people. And the fact that they come and speak at one of these rallies doesn't mean anything. And
it means they're an opportunist, like a politician should be.
If you're interested in getting taxes reduced for real, you need to, like I was, you need to look closely at the Free State Project, because I think there's a chance here. I don't think there's a chance anywhere.
And it's not dividing. Just because your friend got upset at what we were saying, because we were just expressing our honest opinions about the Tea Party phenomenon, I'm not going to be salivating over something that I don't really think is particularly effective. All that said, I never discourage anyone from attending these things. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is on the way.
John and Lobo are back with more rapid-fire action. It began as a favor to a woman trying to get away from an abusive husband, but it proves that no good deed goes unpunished, and the consequences may be fatal to their partnership. The sequel to One Jump Ahead and Slanted Jack, Overthrowing Heaven, by Mark L. Van Name, available from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.